Thank you for holding. My name's John.
Yes, sir. This is Arturo Romero.
Thank you.
Calling on behalf of my wife, you know, Gertrudis Romero, because evidently there was a misunderstanding. That on 118, there was a charge of $59.95, but she has not purchased anything. Only thing on, I think, on 111, she was offered a free gift for filling a survey of Bank of America. And the only thing she had to pay was $6.95 for shipping. She did that, and she received the gift, but nothing more. But then we got a charge of $59.95. So I talked to my bank, and my bank told me to talk to you to so you can credit that amount.
Yes, sir, and I'll be glad to locate that for you. Apparently, the agent you talked to previously couldn't locate the account with the standard credentials, so I'll see if I can find it with if you could like provide the card that was charged.
Yes, you want the whole number?
Really?
The first six and the last four.
Yeah, the first six and the last four.
Okay, 4-7-4-4-7-2, and the last 4-8-9-0-2.
Thank you. And this should be for Gertrudis Romero?
Yes, that's correct, yes.
Okay. And would you verify the shipping address for me?
5905 Burwood Road, Houston, Texas, 77074.
Thank you. And I see it was the, looks like there was a trial for the Smart Health Watch. You recall the receiving a watch because it was delivered to you on January 11th.
Right. And so they told her that it was going to be free, that the only thing she had to pay was the shipping charges.
Well, yeah, it was you paid shipping charges for it was like a 14-day trial, so she got to try it for free for 14 days. I apologize. I'll tell you what, I have an employee discount I could help you out with. So that way, it'll let me refund that account.
Or I can send you back the watch, you know?
Well, I can just refund you $20 and let you keep it.
Mm-hmm. No. So it was, you know, I don't know what she saw, but she thought it was free. The only thing she had to do that survey for Bank of America and pay $6.95.
Yeah, see, it was only free for 14 days.
Oh, you mean she could use it for 14 days and then return it, or what?
No, yes, sir.
Well, it doesn't really make sense. Yeah. Why do you want something for 14 days? We have to refuse dispute the charge, you know, because evidently, and we'll be happy if you tell me where to send the watch back. We lose the shipping, of course, but you got your watch back.
Well, I mean, I could refund 50% back to you, sir, and you could just keep the watch for half off. Otherwise, you would have to send it back in, and that can take 30 days to process, and you do have to pay a $9.95 restocking fee.
Mm-hmm. Well, if this goal, somehow there was a misrepresentation. You know, let me call her right now and see if she wants to keep it for, that would be...
For 50% off.
$30.
Yeah, it'd be at $29.97.
You know, talking to the bank, she told the banker that she will return the watch. You know, because after all, Bank of America said that they were not related to you. You know, so evidently there was a misrepresentation all around, and we will have to file a dispute on this, and you know, and let the authorities decide what is the right way to go. But so I'm offering, I give you back your watch, and you give me back the $59.95, or we go to a dispute.
We'll go ahead and refund the $59.95 to you, sir, and you should look to see that back in your account in the next 3 to 5 business days.
Appreciate it. And where do you want me to send the watch?
Yes, sir. Well, you know, what we're going to do is just let you keep the watch, and we'll make sure nothing else is charged to you from this point forward.
Okay, appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Well, we thank you again for calling customer support, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you. Same.